1-0, check swing, ground ball, weakly hit right side. Fielded by Giles, underhands to first in time, and that is the ball game.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
The Houston Astros hold on for a 4-3 win over the Cleveland Indians as the Astros take their second in a row in the series and their third consecutive victory.
Boy, that's a big one. When you're able to beat Corey Kluber, you match them up with some guys that were filling in for Dallas Keuchel. They did a great job, but Kluber came in with 10 straight quality starts, didn't get the job done. The Astros scored all four runs in a six-batter stretch between the second and third innings. Otherwise, they were just 1-for-21 off Kluber, but that's all it took.
Doesn't matter how, matters how many. As the Astros pick up the victory.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch, taking the first two games here in Cleveland. And yesterday, kind of similar to the first game, you really needed all parts of your team to come through to get you the victory in last night's game.
Yeah, we did, and we had a real team effort, especially on the pitching side, where we used a bunch of relievers. They all came in and did their job. It was nice to pull out a close win. Jumping out ahead of Kluber was definitely the way to go, and playing from ahead is much more comfortable than playing from behind, and I'm proud of our guys to be able to hang in there against a good pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, Kluber went seven innings. He didn't necessarily pitch all that badly, but you know, you always got to take advantage of your opportunities against the good ones, and you did that. He walked two straight guys with two outs, and then Marwin with the three-run home run on the 0-2 pitch.
Hey, he doesn't make many mistakes, and we capitalized on the one mistake that he made to Marwin, but it was after the two walks that were really key to create our own rally with our discipline was nice to see.
Brad Peacock giving you the spot start and did not go deep into the ball game, but I guess that's one of the good things about it being September. You have a lot of different options, and not just options out of the pen, but quality options as well.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, we've got, you know, our best arms are up here in the big leagues, you know, and I appreciate having that many guys at my discretion on when to use them. And so seeing Hoyt step up, seeing Gustave step up, I had Chapman up in the game last night. So many different options to match up if we need it. Last night we needed it, and they did a good job coming through. Getting our primary guys with the lead is always our priority. So whether it's the starter going deep into the game or whether it's bridging it with some of these younger arms, the key is to get the ball to Harris and Davinsky and Gregerson and Giles with a game ahead.
Carlos Correa not in a lineup today. Alex Bregman is at shortstop. What's Correa's status?
Correa's going to be out for a couple days. We sent him back to Houston to talk to our doctors. He's got some inflammation in his left shoulder. It came after a couple dives in the field.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball grounded to the left side, backhanded. A great dive by Carlos Correa in time on the one-hop throw to first base. What a play by Carlos Correa in deep shortstop area, shallow left field basically, and a cannon for an arm to get Perez.
That was beautiful.
Two outs, nobody on for Carlos Santana. First pitch swinging and lines it. Backhand by Correa up the middle. Throws across his body to get Santana by plenty. So Carlos Correa with two wizard plays.
Hey, Indians, don't hit it to Correa.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What a play. Carlos Correa with two big ones here for the second and third outs of the fourth inning.
And then a dive last night that irritated it even more. So we're optimistic he's going to be able to play this weekend. But he woke up pretty sore today to the point to where we needed to send him back to Houston and get looked at.
Well, hopefully, like you said, it's only a couple of days, but how do you plan on handling shortstop and that left side of the infield with Correa out?
Yeah, I'll have Bregman do it today. I may or may not have him do it tomorrow, depending on Marwin Gonzalez as well. So we'll next man up, we'll play as well as we can and hopefully get Carlos back soon.
You have Yuli Gurriel at third base, and, you know, watching Gurriel so far, haven't seen him really get tested over there yet defensively.
Yeah, a little bit. He's a good defender, you know. He plays third base with a lot of ease like he does his at-bats, like he does anywhere else in the field. There's a lot of comfortable vibes around him in the way that he goes about his business. So he's played there for 15 years in Cuba. He'll be able to adapt back to third base quickly.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
Whenever you go to a ball game, you may see something you've never seen before. That was certainly the case on this day in 1935 at Fenway Park. The Indians had a 5-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth, but the Red Sox had men on first and second with no outs and all-star second baseman Joe Cronin at the plate. Cronin ripped a line drive to third, and it caromed off Odell Hayes. Hayes' head. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker, caught it before it bounced. He threw to Roy Hughes at second, and Hughes flipped it to first for a game-ending triple play. That ended the first game of a twin bill, and the Indians completed the sweep of the shell-shocked Red Sox with a more conventional 5-4 win in the nightcap.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Cleveland leads the American League in ERA at 3.79. It's a 1-0 count to Altuve. Long set by Clevinger. Now the right-hander delivers. And Altuve cranks one out of the left center field. Racing out there is Crisp and Naquin, and that is off the wall. Bregman is on his way to third base. He's around third and coming home. Relayed to the plate by Lindor, not nearly in time. Bregman scores. Altuve trying to go to third, and he's tagged out. Two outs in the inning, but Bregman comes in. Give Altuve an RBI double, and it's 1-0 Astros.
That's career number 200 in doubles for Jose Altuve now. That double plating the first run for the Astros, and saw him with a little different batting practice today, trying to keep his elbows in a little closer, and more compact swing, and it sure paid off right there. Almost knocked it out of here.
38th double of the season for Altuve. That wall 19 feet high in left and left center.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with the Astros all-star second baseman, Jose Altuve. And Jose, this time of year, you got to be real excited. Your team's in it, and it's playing well right now. This is a good road trip.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not surprised at all of the way that the team has been playing, because you know, this is a team we've been last 2 years. You know, guys, they're really hungry to win.
Yeah.
They go out there and play 100%. We don't play in only one or two players. It's all team. They contribute in every win. I think that's very important.
I think it's important, too, that you guys got a little taste of it last year, and you guys know what it takes to get there, but how much fun it is makes guys that much more hungry to get there.
Oh, a lot of fun. And I will say this, more than a taste, it's experience. You know, like when you know how it's playing, chasing the playoff, it makes the teams a little easier. And, you know, guys are showing that right now they're playing good, and I know we're going to make the playoff.
One of the guys that's been a big contributor, he's on the infield with you, is Alex Bregman. And I know you guys talk a lot, but what a contribution he's been. He's just fit in perfectly.
I mean, I think he's setting the tone right now. Mm-hmm. If you have to mention one player right now who's carrying the team, have to be him. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy, he's getting on base, he's driving runs, hitting homers, playing good defense.
Yeah.
And in his short time in the big league, it seems like he's one of the best players already, and I'm really happy playing next to him.
And he's a confident guy, but in a good way, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and he's a good guy inside and outside the, mm-hmm. the field. He's is, you know, one of my favorite teammates, and to be honest with you, I'm really happy to play with him.
Yeah.
He's very smart kid, he works hard, and you know, when he go out there and play, he doesn't seems like he's half a couple months in the league. He seems like he has 6-7 years in the league, and great player.
Marwin Gonzalez last night, big hit. I mean, that game going in, Jose, like just as broadcast, you're just looking at it, and you got Kluber and Peacock and whoever else can go in against it. Didn't look good for you guys, but that's a big win, and Marwin contributing in a big way.
Big win, and you know, it's the same that we were talking about, that we don't rely on one player.
Yeah.
It wasn't Springer, Jason Castro, it wasn't Bregman, it wasn't Correa, it was Marwin yesterday, and I know today it's going to be another guy, it's going to be Colby, it's going to be Evan Gardes. It's all 25 players in the team. We got more right now. We got almost 30. All 30 players contribute with something, and that's what it made this team so good.
Last thing, want to talk about you becoming a dad for the first time in just a few months. Is that in the back of your mind right now? I know you concentrate on baseball a lot, but first time, man, that's exciting news.
Yeah, I'm really happy, you know, and my wife is happy too, and you know, we're going to have a baby girl, and I can't wait just to have it here, and I think that's going to help me to become a better person inside and outside the field.
There you go. That's Jose Altuve. Keep up the great work, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.